to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are thriving today, kicking it up. Full hour, Benny. Open mic, you and me.
It's the Basilian Benny Hour.
It's the Basilian Benny Hour.
I was waiting for you to, like, if you wanted me to interject there or wait.
Yeah, and this is what I love about doing the show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Benny is my super-duper amazing motorcycle guy producer.
That leads. Motorcycle before producer, motorcycle extraordinary.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like it.
You know, today is, and many of you have said, look, we want you to come back and connect with us directly, and so that we miss not having the open mic days with you, Dr. Pat. And so here we are. We've got a full hour where I will be connecting with you. We're opening up the phone lines. We're going to give lots of things away to those of you that call in. I'm actually going to do something I haven't done in a long time, which is do what I call spiritual coaching reading on air. I've got the archetype decks. I've got a number of different tools that I use to do that. And so we're going to set the intention, because it's so super important to set the intention for our lives. What's really been interesting for me, and I don't know if this is going on for you, but I've heard recently quite a bit about the energy out there. And what have I heard? Well, I think for the first 6 months of the year, and this is the way, I hope Madeline covers this on Friday, but one of the things that I've heard is that there's been this sort of constrictive type energy, you know, this energy that's all about putting your head down, putting one foot in front of the other, making sure you do the practical things in your life. Now, I don't know if that's true for everybody, but I know that I've gotten a number of emails, a number of different things around that. I've thought about that a lot, and I've heard Madeline, you know, Benny, you and I listen to Madeline and Carrie. Carrie's on Monday at 11, and Madeline's on Friday at 10. And so, you know, we listen to both of them talk about sort of the energy field. On the one hand, it's kind of interesting, if you put Carrie and Madeline together, you kind of get this really interesting dialogue, which is, one is that you are vibrating at, what does Carrie say, a 50,000 watt light bulb? Does she say that? Is that what she says, 50,000? She says,
It's a lot.
It's a big light bulb.
It's huge. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, imagine the Space Needle.
Right.
And that's an entire light bulb.
That's exactly right.
She goes big.
Yeah, 50,000 watt light bulb. And if you don't step up and put the, you know, flip the switch, then there's no place for that energy to go. Madeline talks about how we make decisions in our lives and what certain energies have to do with that. And so, you know, what I love about this is the whole conversation I had the other day, and I was talking with a friend of mine on the East Coast, Benny, and we were talking about how all of a sudden she was sharing with me that out of nowhere, her whole entire life within the last 2 weeks opened up like the greatest volcano on the planet of the earth, and all of her good is destroying, just erupting, just going crazy all over. And I said to her, as I would, what do you attribute that to? And so, you know, you think you're going to get this answer that's about, well, everything I've done, everything I've prepared has gotten me ready for this moment. You know what she said?
Do tell.
She said, Pluto is back in Sagittarius.
Oh.
She said to me, you should know a lot about this. You know, you enjoyed the whole Pluto-Sagittarius thing.
And you got a lot of hookups, too.
Yeah, and then she said, well, when it went into Capricorn, like it did, you know, people maybe like you, Benny, were enjoying it. But because my moon's in Capricorn since January, it was like all about work. And she says, that's it. That's the explanation. I said, you've got to be kidding. And she said, no, that's the way that I tend to look at it. I said, what the heck are you going to do in November when Pluto is not in Sagittarius anymore, and then hooks up with Capricorn for what, the next 20 years or something?
She'll be like, oh, I'll get to it when it arrives.
You know what her answer was? You know what her answer was? She said, that's why I'm on a fast track to get everything done. And I, you know, what I realized about that is, wow, okay, that's kind of cool. But one of the things I've known is that I'm sure that there have been planets swirling around in my life at different points in time. And I can point, and I've had people point to them and say, yeah, you know why that whole downsizing thing happened? That was, you know, Uranus in your house of careers. I said that thing happened was because I was dragging my butt, was at a place that I didn't need to be, was not living my full life dream, and became ornery, became a maverick, and honestly couldn't fire a woman 1 month away from retirement. That's why that happened. But yet, I honor the energy of the planets. I honor the energy of the universe. And that's what today is about. It's to integrate and combine what I know about energy, what I know about metaphysics, what I know about intuition, and what I know about what I call the absolutely phenomenal laser approach to helping people take action. And that has to do with crust busting. And so today we're going to share a lot of information with you, definitely talking about the holistic makeover. We've got prosperity cards to share with you. But most importantly, this is your hour to call in. If you're stuck, if you have a relationship that's not working, if you have a fabulous, fabulous life and you want to kick it up like to the next level, we've got a bunch of things we're doing today. I'm going to be working with Carolyn Mace's archetype cards to see the power of the archetype. And I'll work with you live on air. And then I'm going to use something that I've never used before. And then I'm going to bring in sort of the energy of the power of intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And so part of this is for us to say we can create the lives we desire, whether it be aligned with the universe and the energy of it, or aligned from within. And so today, get ready for us to share lots of information about Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. And another thing that I believe we have up and running, but I haven't yet, is our live chat. Now, I haven't figured out how to use that yet, so I hope Nick is listening to the show. But I believe if you go to the drpatshow.com and you look at the show's section, we have a chat page up and running. So we're going to be doing that. Here's the number you're going to need for today. And let me just say this. Everyone that calls in will receive something, whether it's a book from some of our fabulous, outstanding guests, whether it is, a deck of cards. We have so many things to give away. So many people are showing up in our lives that this is something we wanted to share with you. And at the same time, today is a fabulous day to set the stage for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter what happened an hour ago, yesterday, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the day that he done me wrong or she done me wrong. None of that really matters. You know, the promotion you didn't get, the raise that you're still thinking, that 10-cent thing you're still thinking you want to get, the hot dog that I didn't sell, whatever that is, does not matter. Today is the day. Now is the moment. And let's kick our lives up a few notches.
You put that sauerkraut on the hot dog.
That's I put everything on.
That's why you weren't selling
it. I was the best. I'm telling you. Could you see me, Benny, out in front of the little
magic? I actually want to set up one out here, and I want to see you work your magic someday.
Oh, you have to see me work this.
It's perfect.
And could you see me with the hot dog wagon and the umbrella?
You mean behind it?
Yep, I'm like right under the thing.
Do we have to lower the hot dog wagon?
No, no.
It's a little short.
I was taller then.
Oh, okay.
I was
a little stool by then.
We were so busy. There was no stool. There was no sitting. I knew everybody's name. I knew everyone's
name.
Well,
yeah.
I knew everything they had on their hot dog.
That's cool.
When they were third in line, by the time they got up there, I was ready to give them their hot dog.
That's perfect.
That was my life.
It's customer service.
That was my world. That and Woodstock. Let's take a short break. And here's the number that you're going to need to call in to connect with me. Are you ready to kickstart your life? Are you ready to see a new way? Set the energy, change the vibration, plug in that 50,000 watt light bulb. This is one of these days we're going to do some crust busting and make it happen. 1-800-930-2819. That is the exclusive Dr. Pat toll-free national phone number. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-273-8619. And some of you want me to get an international number, and I'm having somebody look into that. It was very interesting just for me to get a regular number. 1-800-930-2819. We'll take your calls. I will do some readings for you. We will kick it up a notch, set the stage for prosperity, set the stage for perfect health, set the stage for street smart spirituality, sets the stage for what we call exquisite success. We'll be right back. Secret that we want you to know, a secret so closely guarded that the medical community spends billions of dollars each year to make sure you don't know what it is. Here it is. Your health isn't determined by how many prescription drugs you take. It's determined by you. You already possess everything you need to be completely healthy. On Saturday, August 9th, there will be an experience that will put you in the driver's seat. A one-day training that will arm you with the power to be your best every day. Be Your Best is an intense, information-packed, fun-filled, one-day event focused on giving you the tools to dramatically improve your health and your life. Don't miss this amazing experience. $29 will get you in the door, and the information you receive will get you the life you deserve. Call 800-443-BEST. That's 800-443-BEST to register for Be Your Best in Seattle on August 9th, or visit bestlifetraining.com for more information.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Benny, have you ever been able to find the Vanilla Fudge album that I mentioned
yesterday?
I
haven't had a chance to look for it. I'll probably find it on YouTube or something.
You think you'll find it? Mm-hmm. It's really definitely old.
Vanilla Fudge, though. That sounds good.
You have to get it. You'll have to try to get it up. I'm going to try to find it. Maybe Nick, if he's listening, can help us with it.
All right.
I actually have the album, but you know what? I don't know. I don't know where those albums are, you know, vinyl. Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And you are calling in today. I'm doing readings. And one of the things I want to invite you to do is call in. And let me tell you the cards that I'm using today. Depending upon the question you have, well, I'm definitely going to look at your archetypes. Archetypes aren't new in the world. We have been looking at the world of archetypes forever. And so, you know, Carolyn Mace did a fabulous job taking archetypes and sacred contracts in the work she does and putting them together. And what I mean by putting them together, looking at the different people, the different ways we show up in life. And so we're going to look at the situations, that something that may be going on with you right now, and we're going to do a few of those things. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at some of the situations that I've mentioned earlier in the show, and we're going to take a look and see if, you know, if any of this or all of this makes sense. And so this is your time, your hour. You can ask me whatever question you want. 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Benny is picking up the phones as we speak. And we have a guest in the studio that may come on and join us from time to time. And she's sitting here, has been on the Dr. Pat Show. Her work is phenomenal. You know, each of us has a calling. And some of us get to figure out what that calling is earlier in life. Some of us figure it out later. But we know when we step into the place of our lives that makes sense, that feels good, that this is the place that feels so like we want to be for the rest of our lives. Sue Mackey is in the studio with me today, and she is here taking a look at what we're doing and being available for us to answer questions, to look at how women overcome adversity. So, you know, don't be surprised if we bring her on when you call in to talk about what you can do, what she has learned, the work that she does, not only to help women, but to help women and children. Her work is very exciting and is exploding. And so in order for you to connect with me and Benny today, you can use that toll-free number, which is 1-800-930-2819, or you can dial local at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Now, Benny, on the Dr. Pat website, which is www.thedrpatshow.com, if you go to that website, or drpatshow.com, under the show section, there is a live chat. And we've just started to fool around with this. Do you know how it works? I know that I'm on right now. So people listening on the internet, they can go to the website and chat with us as we chat with each other and make that happen. So this is just one of the things we're doing. Pretty soon, from what I understand, I'm still waiting to hear for sure how this is going to work. We're actually going to put a live cam in here. Many of you have seen my videos that, you know, Nick and I kind of fooling around with, did some videos, put them up on the homepage, and you loved them. So we're trying to figure out how do we get like Benny on camera, me on camera, and do that. And that should be pretty easy in the way that we do it. So, and, you know, we're not going to shave every day, so we're just going to tell you that up front. Whatever shows up is the way it's going to be.
Are you speaking for yourself or for me?
I'm going to speak for both of us.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
You know? I have to go get my brows waxed.
Yeah.
Dude, you got your brows waxed.
I do my own.
Did you do that?
I pluck my own.
Wow, you look
really
groomed.
I do.
Really
I spend a lot
groomed.
Of time in front of the mirror. Thank you.
Wow.
I manscape a lot.
Yeah. I've got more lip hair than you do.
Oh, don't go there. That's
I
not
know,
true.
That's really
I have
bad.
Way more than you do.
So who do we have on the line?
We have Elise calling in from New Hampshire, and she just gave me a little fun fact. It's where they filmed On Golden Pond, so how can I not bring, you know, someone on from there? And also, she's looking for colleges for her son, so let's help her out.
Excellent. Hey, Elise, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. I didn't know that that's where was On Golden Pond filmed?
It's Swan Lake. It's about 5 minutes from me. And actually, I met the producer. His name is Ernest Thompson.
Uh-huh.
He's actually written many other plays that people would know about. They just need to go on to ErnestThompson.com. Very interesting gentleman. But actually, as I was saying to Benny, he's not that old. He's probably in his, I would say probably late 50s now. But knowing that film on Golden Pond, you would have thought he was a lot older. He actually wrote it in his 20s.
Wow. And how? And so I didn't even know that. So you had Jane Fonda and her dad in your area there for a bit?
Yes, all of them. Oh, for a while. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They stayed with local folk.
Wow.
Yeah. Their pictures are all around here. Squam Lake is very famous for that.
Isn't that interesting? I have a picture of myself with Jane Fonda. I have to put it up on the website. It was a kind of interesting event. Benny, you're laughing.
No, I'm actually going to try to find some On Golden Pond theme
song. On Golden Pond theme song. There he goes.
Going to try to look for it.
So what's the question you want to address today?
The question I want to address today, I was sharing with Benny that I'm looking at colleges with my 17-year-old son. So the question is, will he get into a school that he's interested in, and what state might he be living in all of, he's looking around New England,
mm-hmm.
so like Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully he'll get into school after high school, college, and so my question is, will he be getting into the school he chooses, and will that be in the New England area?
You know, that's an interesting question. Now, can I ask you whether or not this is something you want for him, or is this what he wants for him?
I put you on the spot right there. I know he wants it. I think he would even consider going out west, but well, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because honestly, what came up for me right away when you were talking about it is California.
He mentioned California.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get you out of the way.
Thank you. We mamas, we stand in the way sometimes.
Well, you know, the reason that I said that is because, there are a couple things that I think are important. I'm picking it up. But I would like to ask the question, I answer your question in two ways, if you don't mind.
And no, go ahead.
One is actually for you, and the other is actually going to be for him. Can we do it that way?
Sure.
Okay. Because what's interesting as, you know, I look at the cards that I pulled for you, and let's look at you first, as it relates to this question. You know, the first card that I pulled was the Queen card.
Oh.
The Queen. Right? The Queen.
Is that good or bad?
Well, every one of the archetypes has both a light and a shadow side. And so there aren't really good or bads.
Okay.
And what I love about looking at archetypes is that, you know, for parts of my life, I really needed to have the shadow side show up.
Oh.
I really did. So it's not good. It's not bad. It's just about what it is. So let's talk about the Queen. So this is this regal feminine energy, you know, the benevolent authority that you use to protect others. And, you know, the sense I get that's showing up here with regard to your son. What's your son's name?
Ian.
All right. It's showing up with regard to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but sometimes the shadow part of the Queen is that you could become arrogant. Sometimes your authority could be challenged, and you could be controlling or demanding. So how do you find the middle ground? Well, the second card that I pulled up was the Mediator. Okay. Then the Mediator has the gift for negotiating, and it's the gift of fairness. It's strategy. You know, it's personal, professional. It's respect for both sides. So as the Queen, you're now being asked to become the great mediator, you know, to be someone that even though you're the queen of that amazing prince, you're being asked to look at different things in a very fair and objective way and have respect for both sides. Right?
So,
okay. Now, here's the trick with the mediator. This is something that happens in the corporate world a lot. Sue Mackey would know a lot about this, I think. Sometimes when you're a mediator, you start to negotiate for an unfair advantage. You have an ulterior motive. Mediation isn't about objectivity. Mediation is about presenting the best argument so that you win. That's not necessarily mediation. But, you know, it's interesting. There is a television show on, I think, this week called The Negotiator. And it is so clear that when you see people in mediation in negotiating efforts, they're negotiating for a certain direction. Mediation truly is stepping and looking at both sides. Now, right. Having said those two things, right, the last card that comes up, I think this could be, for you, is the Rebel card. And you would think to yourself, what the heck does the Rebel card have to do with any of this? Well, what's interesting is the Rebel card actually challenges authority. So here you are as the Queen, which is, you know, the pure essence of authority, and the Rebel is within you, which challenges authority, and you must feel like you're two different people on some days.
Absolutely.
So when you put these together, let's answer your question about your son.
Yeah.
I think what you're being asked to do is being asked to be the good shepherd, which is sort of the, you know, both the queen, but the benevolent queen. You know, one who can look at both sides, one who could look at what is the best for the greatest good of all. In the long run, what is this going to mean? What's the decision going to mean? And so here you are having to deal with both sides. There's a part of you that I would suspect that would love to say, you know what? I'm going to California with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get on the plane. We're going to go to California. You're going to go to school. And I don't know, maybe I'm going to hang out in San Francisco. I would imagine that there is some of that that might be going on. And so what you're being asked to do, as you look at this as the queen, you're being asked to consider it all. You're being asked to, you know, to look at what resistance comes up for you. But the question that shows up is, what is the greatest good for Ian? What is the greatest good for Ian? And let's talk about Ian for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ian has some very, very different cards than you, and I'm just going to share what they are. And you tell me if this is true.
Okay.
There are three cards that come up, and the three cards that come up, I want to start with the artist card. The artist card comes up, and what that means is this must be an individual that expresses a dimension of life that goes beyond all five senses. And I want to talk about what that means when we come back from break. If you could stay on, we'll talk about Ian. Is Ian there, actually?
He is. He's snoozing now.
Okay. Well, we can talk while he's snoozing.
You know, those teenagers need their rest.
Exactly.
See?
Exactly.
They're always growing.
Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we'll finish this conversation. Anyone else that would love to connect with me, if you've got a question, you want some help sort of weaving through some of the issues around it, you want to bust out 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code DRPAT. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available complements of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. What's that music, Benny?
Well, that would be part of the soundtrack from On Golden Pond.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's singing that?
I have no idea. It's from, honestly, I'll say it, it's from your era. I had to say it. I'm sorry. I don't know. It sounds a little soft, though, like, but not like Janis Joplin.
No, that's not.
Do you know it?
Well, actually, on Golden Pond.
Do you?
On Golden Pond. Do you know who it is? On Golden Pond came, like, my era. You know, that we're talking about half a century here. You know what I'm saying? My era. Which part of the last, you know, 50 plus years do you want to look at?
Okay, wait, I take it back. On Golden Pond was filmed in 81. I was 4, so it technically was during my age. So, hey, let's bring on Elise so I get out of the hole I dug.
81, that's a year that I...
81, yeah, they celebrated that, so that was their 35th. Was that right? 25th, something like that, that they celebrated just a couple of years ago.
Okay. That is a movie that is pretty much ageless.
The 25th,
A fabulous movie, and, you know, it is, I love some of the essence of that movie because it really talks to what can show up every day. Today, well, you know, there are situations that show up like that. What was really interesting about Jane Fonda, you know, being in the movie with her dad, wasn't that kind of cool?
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually go to the screening of that, Elise?
No, I actually, a dear friend of mine who lives out in Big Bear, who's really good friends with Shirley Jones, they did a play of On Golden Pond. Actually, the play was taking place all over the world during its anniversary. And Art, who's a dear friend of mine, he's an entertainer here, he played the part of the mailman because the way they deliver mail to all of the people on the islands on Golden Pond is in a boat. And actually the first mail deliverer, boat person here in New Hampshire was his grandfather.
Wow. Wow.
So he actually played the part of his grandfather that was what was portrayed on the film.
I you know, that is very, very exciting. I mean, you know as much about that film as I do about hot dogs. That makes us experts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I actually broke a hot dog selling record back in Jersey. What year was that? I'm trying to remember.
Was it during the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship?
You know what, honey? You weren't even a thought. You weren't even a thought when I was selling hot dogs.
I'm just impressed those guys can eat about 50 of them in about 10 minutes. So.
They were not Nathan's. They were Sabrette.
Sabrette?
Which is truly the New York hot dog wagon. hot dog.
How do you spell that?
Sabret. I think it's S-A-B-R-E-T-T.
All right,
it's a Sabret. That's the hot dog wagon hot dog.
Get them to fly some out.
You think? But you have to cook them in that greasy hot dog water.
They'll
or
do
they're
it
just
before they ship them out of here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
takes an hour.
Let's get back to Ian, if we could, because I don't want to keep you on the line for, like, forever. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you right out of the gates the three cards that came up for Ian. The advocate, the artist, and God, the God card. And I want to talk about these in kind of a different order. The artist card is the first card that comes up. And the artist is aligned with your queen. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, there is, if you go back in history and you look at all of the kingdoms, all of the fiefdoms, one of the things that gets recognized quite a bit is the fact that, you know, when you look at queens, even if you go back and you look at someone like, you know, Egyptian queens, you find that there is this beautiful array of art, you know, this beauty that is surrounded. You know, it's not always the wicked queen like we have in, what is it, Sleeping Beauty or one of the beauties or one of the, you know. It's about looking at how we connect to having women in power. Queen is an archetype for a woman in power. I mean, it's that simple. And yet, in our pop culture, we can portray it as something evil, something devilish. But to be a queen, you know, not only holds power, but if we look at some of the, you know, more prominent queens in our time, I mean, look over, you know, the Queen of England. I mean, they made a movie about her. They made a movie about her. And so when we look at the queen and we look at the artist and we put the two together, what we're looking at is an individual that is expressing an interest, a dimension beyond the five senses. And so the queen actually has to go to a superior state of benevolence to invite and enrich an individual like that into one's life. Now, when we look at the advocate, what's really interesting is you have the rebel archetype. Ian has the advocate. You know, both of them are about putting something into action. And what's interesting is the advocate will inspire one to put compassion into action. And then we pull the God card. And, you know, the God card represents, again, a benevolence. But honestly speaking, you know, if I had to put a level, like a pecking order together, so to speak, the queen is on the lower rung of the latter when it comes to this card. This is about benevolence and compassion, recognizing an internal force within you, yourself, and others. And so when I look at these cards for Ian, which part of the country do you think they best align with, Elise?
The West Coast.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
It's very, very interesting. And Ian is a very centered and a very spiritual young man. And he has many different pods of friends. He's not aligned. He's not a whole part of one pod. He's in the middle of all the pods. And people have noticed this about him. And he is exactly how you described him. That's who he is. And to tell you the truth, which is interesting, his nickname is Emmanuel.
No kidding.
And his friends, they call him E-Man, for short.
So the question for you is, are you going to be the benevolent queen? Are you going to be the place of the mediator? Are you going to be able to look at what is in the best interest for everyone? And, you know, because, you know, one of the indicators I get for him is that he is on a quest to find his purpose. And it's big. It's huge. It is what Kerry O'Connor calls the 50,000-watt light bulb. And he has picked you as the perfect mother to help him shine as bright as he can possibly shine. So for you, it may be you may have to step back and look at, you know, what is it that wants me to have him stay here? Now, first of all, there may be some very practical reasons. You know, there may be a cost factor. There may be an acceptance factor. But I will tell you this, he will get accepted into the school that will help him find his purpose. Did I ever tell you, and let me just share this with you, Elise, and I don't want to keep you online. You can stay online
if
you like.
No, I'm enjoying this.
after my downsizing wonderment that that happened, and I've shared that story a lot with the listeners. I had an opportunity to go back to school. And actually, as my boss was telling me how I needed to just pack up, take my badge, and get out of the building, I was thinking to myself, you know, I could get over to Columbia. And I shared this story that I had been accepted to Columbia University, and 2 years had passed, and I didn't know if my application was still valid. And I called them, and on the very day I called them, the woman told me I had like 2 hours to get there to register, sign up, or everything would be null and void, and you have to start over, and blah, blah. And, you know, it was one of these stories where you're driving from Jersey to New York, you know, in the middle of rush hour, and there's no traffic. And so that's an indicator that you're on the path of something that is divinely yours to do. Mm-hmm. So when you look at what you're doing with Ian, you have to look for the ease and grace. Now, the other story I shared, and I won't go into a lot of detail with it, is that I didn't know anything about college. You know, I'm the only one to graduate high school in my family. You know, both of my parents were like, what, fifth grade maybe? You know, my stepmom was the woman that had children at 12, 13 years old, but went back for her GED, went back and got, you know, so I learned about perseverance from her. But I didn't have anybody saying to me, okay, college, this is what you do. It took me 13 years to get my undergraduate degree. I went at night. I was having too much fun. You know, it was in the 80s. But when the light bulb went on that for me, in order for me to do whatever it was I was going to do, I had to get an education. And that's what I did. But here's the thing that I want to share with you about this story. I applied to every major university that I could find. I applied to all of them, all across the country, every place. But there was a school that was my number one choice. When I looked them up in the, you know, the catalogs they give you, I looked up this school. The school was, it was Claremont. And I looked and I said, that's the number one school. And that's the school I want to go to. But you see, I didn't understand the power of the universe. And so I applied to 30 plus universities. I'll share the rest of that story. Oh, yeah. I you know, please. Everybody says the same thing. I think it cost me more to apply to schools than it did for me to actually go. But when we come back from break, I'm going to share the rest of the story. And this is the most important part for you and Ian. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business?
Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z-Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To send Ian off to the school of his choice, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Elise, did we lose you? Are you still with us?
No, I'm still here. I'm listening to Benny's. It sounds like a college, John.
Yeah, it's my alma mater. Go Cougars, WSU, Washington State University.
So, Elise, thank you for hanging in. And here, let me kind of share the punchline with you.
Okay.
And it was this. You know, not only did I send applications to the wrong schools, this is how little I knew about this process. I didn't even understand the political nature of this, let alone, you know, what it meant to get good GRE scores. And so, you know, long story short, is Claremont had shown up for me. Now, here's a school that was clear across the country, in California, actually, east of L.A., Claremont University and the Claremont Colleges are a, sort of a consortium of undergraduate, graduate, and PhD doctoral programs. And I was drawn to them immediately. But in my mind, you know, there was this, California? How am I going to get to, you know, all of that that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. When you're meant to do something or meant to be at a place, despite all of the resistance, all of the craziness that we show up as in life, the universe has a way to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, through circumstances that I don't have enough time to share, for whatever reason, my applications went to the wrong schools, even schools that were waiting for them. The university, there was a Canadian university in Toronto and Columbia University. Both of those schools, by the way, were waiting for my applications. And for whatever reason, whatever I did, stress, I don't know, don't ask me, I sent them to the wrong place. I sent them to the wrong place. So Claremont did get my application. And it, at the end of the process, every one of the schools pretty much had rejected my application or I didn't send it to the right place. But Claremont didn't. What Claremont did is said to me, you know, you applied too late to the program for this year. And, you know, this would just show you where my head was. Please do not do this with Ian. And they said, though, you know, had we gotten this on time, you would have been in the program. We're going to put you on the wait list and we'd like you to come back next year and revisit this if this is what you want. Well, I was so discouraged about the whole thing. I didn't even get the letter. It went into my best friend, Linda, because, you know, I was making the transition to the West Coast at that point. And lo and behold, a year later, Claremont sends me another letter and says, are you interested in the program? And I thought to myself, am I interested in this program? Or would I rather sit up here on Capitol Hill and keep drinking coffee with my beautiful colleague, Travis? And it was a moment in time where I realized that this is not me calling. This is the calling answering.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to say to you in the scheme of things is that you being who you are, Ian being who he is, the answers about his journey are going to be so obvious to you. the only thing for you to do is get out of the way.
I hear that. I hear it loud and clear.
He may not know.
I know what the getting out of the way, and it's a very, it's a spiritual connection. When Ian was born, I'll just tell you this two-second story. His Apgar was only a two. He was a blue baby. And so my nurturance and my protection of him has existed to his day in life right now today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can feel that part of me wanting to protect him, but the other part that knows he needs to go.
Exactly. And so what I want to say in closing with this is based on a universal deck that I pull from every day. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of sums it up. I guess I could have pulled this card first and kind of let you go, like at the top of the hour. The card is, the divine solution is the only solution. I trust my intuition. I stay open. I quiet my mind. The divine solution comes to me clearly now through my inner sense as well as through people and events. I acknowledge it and in full trust act according to it. When all is said and done, not only are you going to know, but Ian already knows. So the journey is going to be to let him find his voice in telling you what he wants.
Exactly.
That work? Did that work for you?
Oh, it absolutely worked for me. I mean, we were at Tufts University where 86% of the students are in the top 10% of their class. Mm-hmm. And I said, Ian, what are we doing here? And he said, I need to see the school. So I said, okay. And so he feels drawn to certain schools, and I'm just letting him look at them.
But you've got to get out of the way. And the reason is that, you know, what are we doing here? Sometimes when you just know you need to be at a place, you're just there. Let me just tell you, there is no way on the face of the earth that if you looked at what you just said, the top people, Claremont University, the home of Peter Drucker, there's no way that my GRE scores should have gotten me into that school.
Right.
Do you feel me on this?
Yep.
Right. I graduated with honors from Columbia. How? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. He knows. And so as you journey with him, it would be really fun to get a sense of what he's sensing. You know, and to have him explain, how does this feel, Ian? How does Tufts feel to you? You know, what do you envision? What do you envision for yourself attending this university?
Right.
You know, what can you see happening? And he sounds like he's the kind of guy that needs to stand on the ground and get a sense of the energy and vibration. And boy, aren't you truly blessed to have a son like that?
Absolutely.
But don't forget, he decided to pick you for the mom. He picked you.
Yeah, he's a very amazing young man. He really is.
Absolutely. And so, you know, let's just leave it as it is. And let's make sure that you know that you two are the tag team of unlimited possibilities.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
I love this. Can we kind of stay with you to find out when, like, what's going to happen? Are you going to call us and tell us what school he goes to? And if he needs
to go
to California, we have connections in California. Nick's going to be in California. We know lots of people in California.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. California, here I come. Thank you, Elise.
Okay, have a good one.
Wow, thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Boy, the phones are ringing now. Gary Bros coming up. We're loving this conversation. It's all about our greater good. Gary's going to be joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. We've been doing a fabulous series on Gets More. And what we're going to be talking about here is we're going to be talking about meaningful. This is, to me, probably one of the most important words in my life right now, meaningful. And I actually did not have a clue growing up or even recent decade ago what meaningful really was about. Today, every day of my life has to be filled with purpose, has to be filled with meaning. It has to be part of a cause that is so much greater than myself. And that's why we do this show. We're also excited to be sharing more information about the Holistic Makeover. If you go to drpatsmakeover.com, drpatsmakeover.com, or bmsmakeover.com. That's BMS for our body, mind, spirit. bmsmakeover.com. We've got an introductory page that we're sharing with you to tell you a little bit about it by the end of the week. On the 4th of July, that's our official launch. It is Personal Independence Day for those of you out there that want to transform from the inside out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Gary Brotz gets more and meaningful, the element that I believe is so important. We'll be right back.